Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1207, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. In the writing, it's shir number 360. Okay, so now in our previous shir, we discussed the halachas of moving from one enclosed or fenced-off backyard to another. And we said, right, I go into my backyard, and it's fenced and it's closed off. And now I want to, and I'm drinking a coffee over there. Fine. So now I want to go to my friend's backyard, which is right next door. Right outside the fence is his yard. So we said, no, that has a din of shinai makim, because of the fact, it's a totally different rishus. Your backyard has nothing to do with his backyard. You have his backyard, your backyard. So all that's when it's fenced off, right? We said mine is enclosed, his is enclosed. Fine. All good. So it's two different backyards, two different rishuyas, two different domains. And therefore, you would need a new bracha on shahakal hu adama or ha'etz. Of course, by mezonos and hamotzi, in conjunction with those halachas, you would not, but you would have to come back to the place where you started to eat, unless you ate hamotzi, like we said, or mezonos in the other place. Okay, but now getting back to shahakal hu adama or ha'etz, so now in reference to moving from an enclosed or fenced-in yard to a different yard, right, so now which was not fenced in, so the same halachas would apply as previously discussed. In other words, now let's say my yard is enclosed, fenced in, and my friend's backyard, which is right next door, is not enclosed. So in reference to moving from an enclosed, a closed off, fenced in yard to a different yard, which is open, right, even though it's right next door, in the same halachas, not fenced in, the same halachas would apply as we discussed. In other words, it would be a question of shinai makam. You would have to make a new shahakal ha'etz or a ho'adama. And having a mind would not help unless you could actually see the place. So then it's a machlokes. Okay. So, but one should be careful not to do it. So that's as though it's a changing from, it would be as though you're changing from one house to another, from one building to another, which is very clearly stated that is a real shinai makam and you need a new bracha on shahakal ha'etz or adama. Now, in reference to going from one open yard or garden, right, that's not fenced in. Let's say my backyard is not fenced in. I sat down by my table outside, beautiful day, and I drink my coffee, right? I made a shahakal. Now, next door, right next door, is my friend's backyard, but it's not fenced in. So I'm going from my backyard to his backyard. It's two totally different backyards. My rishus ends over here, let's say, this line, whatever, and his rishus is next door. It's two totally different yards. So in reference to going from one open yard or one open garden, which is not fenced into another open yard or open garden. So that's already a machlokes. Now you have the fact, always remember, you have the fact if it's right next door and you could see it, so technically, you know, b'di'evit, for sure you would not remake the bracha because you could see it. But there is a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Graz, which is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, yeah, so if it's open, it's open. So it's not a real... That's not really closed in rishus. It's all open anyway, so it's hard to say that would be a shinei makom. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav Taka holds, yeah, it's no problem. If you're changing with shahakal ho'etz or adama, and you go to your friend's backyard, which is, you know, right there, one open backyard to another open backyard, it would not be a problem. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, nothing doing. Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's like going from one house to another, even though it's open. My backyard is not fenced in, and the other guy's backyard is also not fenced in. It's all open. Mishnah Berurah says, who cares if it's fenced in or not? It's two different rishuyos, two different domains, as we've been learning all along from the beginning, shinei makom, two different rishuyos, two different domains that are not open to the public. If it's open to the public, that's already a questionable thing, like stores or whatever. But now we have two, my rishus, you can't just walk in. Nobody can walk in. It's mine. My friend's rishus, nobody can walk in. It's his, right? So these are two different rishuyos, two different domains, two different rishuyos, says the Mishnah Berurah, it would be a question of shinei makom. You would not be allowed, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would not be allowed to go with my coffee to the other guy's backyard unless you make a new bracha. So be it as it may, and this is because each open backyard or garden is considered a separate domain, like we said. So other places can talk argue and say it's only by the enclosed and fenced-in yard, like we saw by the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that these halachas would have applied. So what should I do, right? Bottom line. So therefore, one should be very careful, even if it's if they're eating and drinking in an open backyard, by a closed backyard, according to everybody. You can't, once you change over, you need a new bracha. That's enclosed, it's mine. It's like I go from my inside my house to my friend's house. That we understand. But one should be careful when it's open. All the backyards are open. Everything is open. So we have this machlokes between the Mishbura and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So therefore, one should be careful. Definitely, definitely not to leave until they're finished. You have a real Suffolk brachas, a real Suffolk bracha. Otherwise, they're running into a real question of Suffolk bracha. So in other words, if I go to my friend's backyard with my coffee, the coin to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says, don't make a bracha. Mishbura says, what do you mean? Make a bracha. It's a different rishu. So you have a real, real Suffolk bracha. Once you have a real Suffolk bracha, so if a person didn't know and they went, I went to my friend's backyard. So after after the fact, you would not make the bracha. But one should be careful, definitely, definitely not to change backyards. And even if they have a mind, because if we say it's a real shinoi makim, so then having a mind doesn't help, right? Even though you'll say, well, I could see the place, okay, but that's b'di'evid. Suffolk bracha is b'di'evid, and even though you can see the place, even if I'm in my house and I go right outside, I can still see it b'di'evid. We don't remake the bracha because we're choishish for those poiskim, so you can still see the place. So therefore, we would not make the bracha, but l'chatchila, definitely you should not do it. So one should be careful. Let's just sum it all up. Bottom line, if it's fenced in by me and by him, so it's a real shinoi makim according to everybody. If it's an open, our backyards are open, right? Or if mine is fenced in, his not. But bottom line is, I'm going from an fenced closed place to an open place, so that also make a bracha. But if everything is open, now we have, if everything is open, there's a major machloikis, Shulchan Aruch Mishabura, and one should definitely be careful not to do it. If they did do it by mistake, they didn't know, whatever, but they would not remake the bracha. But definitely lechatchila, not to change places in such an instance. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha, kol tov.